If you would, turn to Proverbs chapter 18. I'm just going to read one verse. And then actually, maybe go back to where Paul read for a little bit. Proverbs chapter 18 and the very last verse, 24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That's what I want to try and talk about this morning, is a friend closer than a brother. We are here on Sunday as normal, but this is anything but normal. Preachers are to comfort the people of God. That is one of our duties, is one of our jobs. It's a privilege. It's also one of the hardest things to do, and especially at this time, because this is a grieving time. We have just lost a brother, David McCollum. And we who knew David and who loved David feel the loss. It is a loss. However, those who knew David and who loved David and who also know the Lord, know this is a time also of rejoicing. For a brother in Christ has got to go home. That's the truth of what we believe. That's the truth of this book. That's the truth of the Word of God. He takes care of his own in this life and in the next. We are mourning our loss. It's our loss. But we are to rejoice in his gain. It's hard to do sometimes. It is. And I got it written down here. There are some words I want to say specifically this morning, and what it is what Paul read this morning. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. But my description of my brother, David McCollum, who is gone from us, passed on, is a man that I considered my friend. And this verse says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. David was friendly to me from the very first day I met him. And I've never forgotten it. That was one of the best days of my life. And I think Walter, I can say it for him, is one of the best days of his life. Because on that day we met Earl and Uni and David and Rid and Jack and Ellen and Neil and Edie. That was a long day, but it was a good day. But I do remember David from that very first time. He was friendly to me from the first day we talked to the last day we talked. And I thank God for that. And I also thank God for what we talked about that last day that we talked. Actually, who we talked about that last day we talked. On that last day we talked about Christ. Why? Because it was important to him. Christ was important to David. And that's what we're here to do, to try to preach Christ today and celebrate his joining the Lord, going home. A man of friends, this is another bit of a translation, a man of friends must show himself friendly. Now, David was a member of this assembly when I met him. I was not. He was a member of this assembly when we joined. And he was friendly to me through the whole time, up until now. As I said, I considered David as my friend over the years. Through the course of our relationship, grew. Now, any fault in that friendship, I believe, lies on me. Any lack or depth is because of me. I have lots of acquaintances, but I have few people that I consider friends. And if you really want to know the truth about it, most of them are in this room. I've got a few others, not many, three or four. Maybe one in my family, physical family. But I do want to say this. Our friendship, our fellowship, was in Christ. I am persuaded that myself and David McCollum worshiped the same God. Most people don't know how rare that is, or how wonderful that is. I believe David McCollum is still my friend, right now where he is. Because David McCollum is not dead. I remember when Earl stood up here and said that. He says, when I'm laying here, he says, don't anybody ever say that I'm dead, because I won't be. And I'll say that here. I do not believe David McCollum is dead. I believe what David McCollum is absent from the body. Paul wrote it in 2 Corinthians. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Now, it's not without the Lord. We are absent from. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Today I know David is absent from the body. And I totally, as much as I can, believe that David is present with the Lord today. I believe that David right now is with his friend who sticketh closer than a brother. And I, for one, am comforted a little by that. Because there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, this word here, friend, is different than the first word, friend, at the beginning of this verse. A man, I didn't go into the controversy about a man that hath friends should show himself friendly. Because there's a big controversy about that. Half of them believe one thing, half of them believe another. And actually, I think both of them are true. But this part here, this word friend, is definitely a different word than the first word friend. The first word friend is talking about acquaintances, a friend. This is talking about a loving acquaintance that sticketh closer than a brother. We have friends here. I have friends in this room. But it's not the same thing as the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That's Jesus Christ. I'll say it plainly. That's Jesus Christ. Our Lord is our friend. Our loving friend. who sticks closer than a brother? Hebrews 2 says, for both he that sanctifieth, that's Christ, and they who are sanctified, that's believers, are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. Who's going to know the name of the Lord? Who's going to know the name of Jesus? Those to whom the Son declares it. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and it is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is not ashamed to call us brethren. That's a glory. That's a miracle of grace. We don't really know what an amazing statement that is, because we don't really know ourselves as we really are. What I know is bad enough to where I'm ashamed of myself, not proud of myself, even though sometimes I act like I am. But the Lord of glory, the only begotten Son of God, God himself manifest in the flesh, calls us his brethren. You read other places in this book and you'll see we're called worms, maggots, red maggots, less than the small dust of the balance. And, not but, and in his Son we are the children of God. We are considered brethren by the Son of God, even though we be maggots, even though we are depraved, and still depraved now. That is profoundly amazing, wondrous, tremendous, and stupendous. And the world treats it like it's nothing. Oh, just believe. Everything will be fine. It takes the work of God to make a believer. It takes the power of God for you to believe him. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, is both the friend and the brother of his people. He's the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is perfect man, perfect God, and he is perfect friend and perfect brother. He told us, the writer of Hebrews wrote it in 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, never forsake thee. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. It is the man, Jesus Christ. Our Lord was accused of being the friend of publicans and sinners. He said, John the Baptist didn't come eating and drinking, y'all said he had a devil. I come eating and drinking, you say I'm a gluttonous man, a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. You know what? He didn't deny it. He did not deny that he was a friend of publicans and sinners. He had a publican following him. He called him while he was at receipt of custom. Met another one named Zacchaeus up a tree. Told him to come down. Today I'm going into your house. He didn't deny it. Matter of fact, he said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Do you know you're a sinner? Do you know you're a sinner? Now, I don't mean, well, everybody's a sinner. That's true. Everybody is a sinner. And everybody knows that, even though they won't admit it. But do you know you're a sinner? I remember one of the first times I ever heard it, Henry Mahan said it. He says, and I think he was quoting a song, but I have no idea what song. One of these days I'll look it up. But it says, a sinner is a precious thing. The Holy Ghost has made him so. If you know personally, deeply, that you're a sinner, Christ had these words for you. He came to call sinners to repentance. There's none righteous, no, not one, but there's a lot that think they are. Christ didn't come to call those. He came to call sinners. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And he is the friend of publicans and sinners. And he came to call sinners to repentance. The next thing I was going to look at was precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. This word, precious, has a very simple meaning. Valuable. Valuable. It's used many times in the Old Testament, and mostly it's in the context of precious stones. There's only two times that this is used in this context as with a person. It's talking about precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. The other one is in Isaiah, and I think I can find it. In Isaiah 28 and verse 16. The same exact word. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. The same exact word is used in Isaiah 28 and 16. It says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone. A tried stone. A precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, he that believeth shall not make haste. Precious, valuable, in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Yes, we are called worms, we are called maggots, less than the small dust of the balance, and that's what we are as fleshly, carnal, fallen sinners. However, by his grace, by his power, by his work, those that are in Christ, chosen from before the foundation of the world, are also called the sons and daughters of God. And the death of one of those is valuable in his sight. We ain't valuable in our own sight. David would have told you that. He told me that. I'll tell you that. Some days I see no value in myself at all. Some days maybe a little bit. But some days, none at all. But the death of David McCollum, I believe, was valuable, precious in the sight of the Lord. We're precious in His sight, because in His sight, He sees His Son. Guess what? That friend that sticketh closer than a brother. If you're in Christ, you're in Christ. If you're in Christ, you're in Christ because He put you in Christ. If you're in Christ, it's because Christ brought you in. And once you're in Christ, I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. That's what it says. We are frail mortals. We are earthen vessels. Walter had been preaching on death passed upon every man. But precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Because never forget, that chapter that most churches will never preach from, or if they do, they'll just lie all the way through it. We are vessels of mercy afore prepared by Him. God has prepared what? Unto glory. Those whom He called, both Jew and Gentiles. We all are mortal. We all die the death of the flesh. Even though we do know what Christ said, we do die. This body dies. But, and our Lord said, He that liveth and believeth in Me shall never die. That's why I said what I said. I believe David is absent from the body, but he's present with the Lord. Because he that liveth and believeth in Me shall never die. And he asked Martha, believest thou this? Do you believe this? I believe David McCollum did believe this. We are told in His Word that we know we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. And I can tell you this from personal experience. David loved the brethren. I've never seen anything like it. As Earl used to say, it leaks out on him. And I do believe it's true. As the tree falls, so shall it lie. And if that tree's in Christ, when it lies down, it's going to be in Christ. My conclusion, comfort ye my people, saith your God. And I know this seems strange. It may seem strange for some to be the way a memorial service goes, but this is how we do it. Because there are those, I've been to funerals before, I've been to memorial services before, and, well, Zechariah put it this way, I don't know any other way to do this than to read it. For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore, they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd. We are not to comfort in vain in this place, in this assembly, in this gathering of the family of God. We do comfort. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. We are to comfort his people with the truth. Otherwise, it is just comfort in vain. We use words to comfort, but we are to use his words, not our own. Words are all we have, but we're to use his. The friend of sinners, the one who is not ashamed to call us brethren, the friend that sticketh closer than a brother, is coming again. And I believe David McCollum will be with him. For God, this is 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. We're appointed, but we're not appointed to wrath. There are vessels of mercy afore prepared unto glory. He's the one that chose them. He's the one that prepares them. He's the one that brings them in this world. And he's the one that takes us out. This is the way. This book teaches us. This is what the God who is in the heavens has done whatsoever he hath pleased. But to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. We are to comfort each other the way we always do. We comfort. Our fellowship is in him. It's in Christ. It's in a person. Our salvation is in him. It's in Christ. It's in a person. The person of God manifest in the flesh. And our comfort is to be in him, in a person. The faith of God's elect is a comfort to God's elect. We preach that God has not appointed us to wrath. We preach that God has appointed us to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the Christ that David McCollum and I talked about. You know how I know that? He told me. He wasn't shy about it either. I'll miss him. I do miss him. And I shall miss him. And I know you guys do too. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for this time and this place. But most of all, thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, all you've done to us, and all you're going to do. Be with David's family and with all of us in this time of our loss. And we try to rejoice in his gain at the same time. Thank you, Lord, for your salvation in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.